Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
This your boy G. And this is our 2021 wrap-up show, season 3, I think.
Yes, sir.
And tonight only, hopefully not tonight only, but we have a special guest. And she goes by the name of...
What's your name, sweetheart?
Miss Lingerie.
Miss Lingerie. Lovely, 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 lovely. Glad to have you tonight. Like I said in the beginning, this is our 2021 wrap-up show, season 3. Shout out to all the listeners, everybody that download, listen to 1 minute, 2 minutes, all of it. Don't matter. Yes, appreciate
sir.
It.
We are officially hit 1,000 listens.
Downloads.
Downloads officially. The count listens. Is 1,000.
Pretty good for a little small startup like ourselves.
Yes, sir.
But glad to have this special guest, man. Let's get into this special guest. Not only do we have Miss Lingerie in the house, we do have two other special guests. They are unmiked, but you can still hear them
in the background.
They are.
Your boy DJ
Bel-Air.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, right?
Big Cheese in the building, man.
Big Cheese, stop it up, y'all! Yeah.
Oh, nobody ain't stopping it. We got fingers.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Has this year been long to you? Did this year go by fast?
For me personally, it has been a long year. It has been a struggle on all different kind of fronts. But thankfully, hopefully, I finish it out strong. And Miss Lingerie?
Yeah, I can listen to that.
But I'm going to need you to talk into the mic, though.
Put the mouth to the mic.
There you go.
A pretty rough year. I could say this year I definitely learned a lot. But it made me realize, even through a pandemic and all that, nothing's gonna change. You still gonna have to just keep the same grind and just keep focus on, you know, being a better person. And
okay, you say, go ahead, Ma, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, you said it's so this year compared to last year, I know everybody mentally was way more ready for this year than last year.
Facts.
So I think everybody's mindset has changed to where this world is gonna change. Well, this nation, it's just different, right?
Right.
The way you gonna get your money, the grind you gotta put in, the hours you gotta put in, everything's different. So I think everybody's more prepared and aware and kind of more a little bit more hungry, you know what I'm saying? So, Ms. Lingerie, your plans next year, is it gonna be a new you, new year, new you, or the same you, different shit?
I guess I would say new year, same me. I'ma still be on my same shit, but I think what I'ma just take is, I don't know, like.
Do you think you're doing enough?
No. And I be getting sidetracked and lose focus a lot of times on things that I know I shouldn't be, but.
Okay, when you say that, you lose focus, you get sidetracked on stuff that you shouldn't be, is that guys? Life?
Yeah, in life. I think all in general, everything, because, you know, everybody would say with the pandemic and all this, you know, we waiting for everything to go back to normal or wait until it's over so everything can go back to normal. But, you know, really just coming to terms, like, this is the new normal and you got to adjust to life however what card you get. So that's just my take on it and how I'm going to keep moving forward.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, a black woman.
Beautiful black woman.
Yes. Miss Lingerie. As a black woman. Especially now these days. Let me ask you, man, since you're right here. Is black men really that bad? As you will probably see if you scroll on your Facebook, your Instagram. But you know what I'm talking about, though. Not saying that you say that particular, but you we all got them friends on Facebook, social media that just, they hate us. Is it really that hard to find a dude these days? I mean, that you can grow with and, you know what I'm saying, et cetera?
It's not hard, I would say. Well, let me go back. Y'all do have it bad because y'all just got them stigmas and that's just what it's going to be, and I can't fight
but
that.
But why?
Because that's just how we are as women, as like, I just feel like once you show something one time, it's hard for us to, you know.
So is that men or just black men? Because sometimes you can't really see or tell if they just talking about men or black men.
I say all men because it's not just black men. But.
So what you make fun of him? What is your ideal man, Miss Lingerie?
Now that's a hard question. I'm gonna have to get back to you.
Is it a hard question, really?
It is, because I can't say what my ideal man is because I'm still growing and learning and changing, and I feel like once I get myself all the way right, my whole thought of what I think my ideal man is might change. Like right now, I'm not even really focused on having a man or being married, all that. I'm really just focused on myself. I'll have fun now. I have my fun. People say I'm a man eater in some of my, you know.
So you're not looking for a man?
No, not right now.
So what, you're just looking for your future to be built, how your future is gonna be built? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and just, you know, I guess right now I'm trying to like learn myself and heal myself at the same time. A lot of trauma that I have, a lot of things that I do that I know ain't right, and you know, need to work on, be more focused, get a lot of my shit done. Like, that's what I need to stop. A lot of bad habits. I'm an impulsive person, so.
So do you think you're an impulsive person because of your sign? What's your sign anyway?
I'm a Taurus.
Taurus.
And tell them what month that is.
That's April 21st.
What is a Taurus? Because I'm not a sign person. Like, I can just pick it off and say, oh, this person. I just know my sign. I'm a Scorpio, and I just know we crazy as fuck.
I
don't know anybody else.
Real horoscope people, they need your date of birth, your mom, whatever, all that.
The day you were born,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, they want the sun, the moon, all that. I'm not really into all that.
Y'all agree that take a lot of energy to even know that shit?
It does.
Like, out of all the shit in the world you can find out and know and store in your brain, horoscopes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And signs and shit, and you just meet people and say, hey, what's your name? You know, you're just talking to people, and you be like, what's your sign? They say, oh, I'm a Leo. You say, oh, I cannot fuck with you.
You know, but you know,
due to the fact some other Leos did some crazy
you
shit.
You know what, it's crazy that you say that, because like I was saying earlier, I really noticed that horoscope, the whole energy, the chakras, all that. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff is becoming very, very, very popular. Like my sister, she can tell you the fifth moon on the second Sunday of this, all that crazy stuff they be talking about. But where that come from?
Okay, and you say crazy. So do you think that it's crazy?
No, I don't think it's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, if as a...
No, I was just straightening that out, because they'll beat you up online.
But it goes back to what you said, though. It takes so much energy.
It takes too much.
All that shit.
It's like...
I ain't there yet.
You have to learn... On a job, no matter what you're doing, be fast food, in the office, manufacturing, whatever, you have to learn. So you have to store shit. You have kids, so you learning every day, so you storing shit. And you mean to tell me you have time to store what a Taurus, Leo, all the rest of that shit, Aries, all that shit is, and the months, when somebody tell you the month, you say, oh yeah, you are this. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a special kind of person.
They're passionate about it. That's something they're passionate about, and that's something that they really believe.
What do you get out of that? That's my whole point. Like, what do you get? You store shit that you could use. What do you get out of that?
I don't know. I guess.
I mean, it's neither here nor there, but I just.
So, what is a sign that would tell you in your head that you can't fuck with them? What's that one sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
About, no offense, no shade.
Why Scorpio?
What's wrong with Scorpio?
You know,
fucked up.
Just my past situationships with, you know, or encounters with a Scorpio. It's nothing against, like, still to this day, that's like my best friend type shit. So, like, friendship wise, but relationship, I'm good.
And you, Ma, what side that you would see that you would be if you are familiar with it?
Oh, since these past years and learn about it, if you're a Sagittarius or you a Gemini, you can kiss my ass, honestly. But see, that's one thing about it I have learned though. If you did kind of do studies on it and go back and see all your exes and match them up to what sign they were and see if that's compatible with your sign, you'll understand why the relationships ended up the way they did. And it's some real shit.
So, Cheese, what sign you run into that you know that you cannot fuck with?
Scorpio. What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius. Hey.
I'm very laid back and I care about the world. Peace, love,
you know,
real talk.
That's a water sign, right? Oh, okay, Arizona.
Oh, it's just
one.
Aquarius, man, like she said, they make great friends. Mm-hmm. Friends.
Yeah. But I can agree with that.
Alright, so do you think it's important that you bring that up when you meet somebody else? If it has to do with your peace and how things gonna end up? I mean, is everybody like, is that something that you really want to take into consideration? Do you have to take it into consideration?
I think so.
Why?
Not all the way, just, you know, that's a deal breaker, you know what I'm saying? But taking in consideration.
I'm not really that familiar with signs, so... As you can tell, there is some killers. Killer, not plural, killers. It's killer floating around the room, and it's killing our asses in here.
It's fucking man.
So you have to excuse me and my co-host.
My bad, dog.
As we endure these lovely flowers.
But, baby.
You have to excuse us. I'm talking about when I say killer floating in the room, it's killer floating in the room.
Oh, man. Speaking of that.
Hey, this is what I get from. This is what I get from. I think we miss a lot when we indulge in relationships. I think we miss a lot of paying attention. We miss a lot of paying attention to who we getting into. We, like... Nowadays, relationships, people get in relationships, they like, okay, we go on a date, we hang up, you know what I'm saying? We booed up. But they miss the part where they have to, you know, ain't no more
get
going
to know
on.
The person?
Right.
Yeah.
Ain't no more like, we gonna do this, we gonna pay attention, I'm gonna pay attention to this relationship, see what I'm getting myself into.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if I pay attention to what I'm getting myself into, I can avoid myself from going to fuck. I don't think it's right, I can back out with no harm being done. We can still be cool. I think from my experiences with relationships, I can say, you know,
and you're speaking from a married man standpoint.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, so alright, so we might as well get to the obvious. Relationships is the way they is because the first thing that people go about is sex.
Yeah.
It's all about how to sex.
And that's what I was getting to.
It's all about to say, man, this is the most sexual time America has ever been. Yeah. You see ass, titties, everything. Everything else.
Okay, you say that. You see ass, titties everywhere. And that's so true. Like, especially on social media, no matter what site you're going. What do women... What do y'all look for when y'all go on social media? I mean, cause like, say if we looking for ass and titties, what are y'all looking for? What do y'all see on social media that attracts y'all?
Me personally, I'm not into social media like that. But if I do get on social media, I'm just looking at shit to laugh at. But if I do come across somebody that looks attractive, like I'll like it and be like, okay, but it's nothing for me. Like, I'm just going on there to look for somebody that's attractive. Because niggas don't really be taking pictures, like, to the point, you know? And if you are that type of dude that's sitting there having a whole ass photo shoot, your shit's like, you know that shit's professional. I'm already not finna fuck with you because you taking too much time to do that for them pictures. I'm not even doing all that.
Hold on, Miss. Like, hey, for real, you know what? This is honestly the first time I've ever heard this perspective of it. Because you would think that would be different.
That's why I had wanted to know.
You think it would be different. Like, you want them to be taking a whole bunch of shit.
If it's a certain event, you know, and y'all just so happen to have a photographer or whatever, but if all your pictures and you on there constantly posting shit and all your shit looks like you always here, there, everywhere, your shit look right, you took time, like, these pictures look right.
Like filters and flashes and all that
shit? Yeah, like, you know the perfect lighting, all that? No. I'm good. And it's nothing, like, I'm gonna be like, damn, this nigga look fly, but
That's a little too much.
It's a little too much for me. That's just me personally. A lot of females would be attracted to that, but me personally.
That's a turn off to you if you meet a guy and you know if you like him, you know his physique and you know his conversation and all that, and then you just say you move in because that shit moves so fast nowadays. You move in, one of y'all move in with each other, and then you started noticing this nigga taking a lot of fucking pictures, like. If you move into his place, you know, like, you got these special lights in this motherfucker. Yeah, this nigga, like, I like to take pictures and shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, like, this is what I'm into.
They got that 2 month thing.
Because your social media is gonna tell me everything.
But he don't got all this, cause to him this is like some unmanly like shit, even though it's not, but to him it is. So he don't have this part of him on social media. So you not really exposed to this shit until you move in with him. Right. And when you move in with him, then you see this shit. Like he has off hands area, like a no fly zone, like he got like a makeup area where he just get his shit together. He don't have makeup on it, but he just get his shit together, like his hair grease, his brushes and shit. He don't want you to shit in that motherfucker.
First question is gonna be like, what the fuck is all this for? What is he saying?
He like to look good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why you like this. You start liking his pictures because you said he looks good.
Would you ask him over?
So how you gonna react to it when you move in? You say, damn, this how he do?
But I'ma see all that before.
You're not gonna see that. That's what I'm telling you.
If I'm finna move,
you just know that he's fly as fuck. But when you move in, you see these habits that come with him being fly as fuck.
I'm already done rampage your whole shit. I'ma already been there enough times to where I'm comfortable enough to know, like, this is who, like, I know you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because, yeah, when you do move in with somebody, you really do start to really get to know them. That's, I feel like, the real way to really get to know somebody that you're interested with. But that shit, you gon' know.
What if he had it in a secret room, though? Like, and he never let you in that room. Like, that room,
like,
you be like, damn.
See, but if he doing all that, you keeping the room. That's weird. Why are you doing this?
That's why I said you're not gonna see that because that's what he thinks. Everybody thinks what you think.
But that's gonna be my first question. What is this for? Why are you doing this?
And he says he like
it's obviously a problem.
He gonna say he like to look good.
No, I'm good. Love and joy.
I think most men if he's paying attention like you paying attention. And if he know that's how you are, he's gonna avoid that.
Yeah,
he know you coming to move in, it's not gonna be that. If he's, you know what I'm saying, want something with you, he gonna.
I don't know. These young guys, these days, they like, man, this me and this me. Like, we gonna share these Uggs and all the rest of this shit. They don't care.
That's my personality.
Yeah, this is my over-the-shoulder bag today.
How do you feel about that?
Go to work, love, enjoy.
I was gonna put them on today.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think men are getting soft?
What you feel about that?
Yeah.
The feminine and masculine energy ain't balanced. We all got it, but it's an imbalance in some of these men and women. And
hey, she said it.
It's not.
She had a laugh on that shit.
Shit, it's a lot of taking over the traits, man. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly. He's taking all the women's shit. And they putting it on him.
Yeah, it's like those Crocs. I know, like, some years ago when I first started seeing Crocs, I was like, I thought they was women's shits. And then, I first started seeing little kids wearing them. And I didn't really look at it in any kind of way, because I was seeing kids wearing them. But I started seeing grown men wearing them. I was like, them not for you. You just want to stop somebody and say, hey man, you know those are not for you. Yep. But then all the rest of the shit came, the Ugg shit. I started seeing the guys want to wear the Uggs. Like, man, them ain't for you, them for your girl.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's so unattractive to me. We matching with the boots.
Yeah, his and hers.
Fur.
Yeah,
fur.
You got fur. He got chains around the top of his shit. Mm. You got fur. He got to have a motherfucking masculine now. You got to put some chains around the motherfucker, like belt buckles or some shit.
But what about the women that like that shit?
Huh?
What about the women?
Yeah, they like it. A lot of them.
To be honest, though. Yeah. They doing that shit because some of these, you know, they
sometimes
like
I believe it's a control thing, in my opinion. They feel like they can control them because they know that they're a little bit weaker.
Talking about the women?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The women feel like they control those guys. You know what I'm saying? Especially they wallet.
I feel like it's just what's trendy. What's trendy, what rappers do, what, you know, people in the spotlight do, that's just what they gonna do. And if in my eyes, it's a certain, I guess, what would you say?
Yeah, especially your generation.
Rank or something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, you just want to look like a certain type of, you know,
celebrity?
What I'm saying? I don't know.
Like,
to me, not a regular person's gonna be wearing that shit. So you're wearing this. Why? Like,
what if it's Lil Durk? I'm just throwing a name out there. What if it's Lil Durk and you notice he start liking your pictures and boom, he DM you and all this and he start, you know what I'm saying, dressing in that way. You gonna stay?
Me personally.
Start being more diva-ish.
Me personally.
You gonna stay?
You're gonna stay
because his stature.
Start painting your nails and shit.
No shade. I'm an attraction person, so I don't have no attraction towards him. So
damn the attraction. Are you gonna stay?
No.
If he throw you 200 bands,
the money go. You gonna leave the money?
I can't.
You be didn't chase him. Now he DM'd you.
I can't be matching boots with my nigga. It's like no.
I'm talking about London, Paris fashion shoots and shit. You just gonna throw all that. You just say fuck that, nigga. We not wearing same boots.
I probably have a side nigga that I'm really in love with or something like that.
Oh shit, what the hell?
Where I'm just like, okay.
Have you ever had a side nigga?
Hey, let's back up.
Have you ever had a side nigga?
I have.
You have had a side nigga, or you do have side niggas?
Wait.
A side nigga that you in love with, or that you was in love with? Why you were dating somebody?
Trust me. What?
Easy.
So
I'm just trying to understand. I'm just
easy.
But I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
For the fellas. Listen, put you out of this response, right? Would you let your wives or your girlfriend dress you?
Would you let your wives or your girlfriend dress you? Was the question.
Yes. No.
Maul said yes.
I'll explain when y'all answer.
Lingerie said no.
I would.
She said
a strong no, boy.
A strong no, boy.
And I think it depends.
I say
hell
no.
I think it depends. I dress a dude that I've dated, so I feel like it depends.
Let me explain. I'm not saying that she's gonna like, hey, what am I wearing today? No. Like if you go on shopping. My brother, every woman, every older was like, the best thing to do is have a girl give you her opinion on clothes.
That's the only exception.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, yeah, I'll let her dress me. But
even certain events, not to cut you off, but certain events, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She put together some shit. This is what I want you to look like. This is where we're going. This is what you need to look like. Cool, but like, for like on a daily basis, like, I get up and sit on the side of bed with my goddamn boxers all the way up to lay my feet out.
That is the only way I'll let
all you hear
in that sense. I need
put
advice.
On.
But never tell me like she ain't gonna pick up my clothes from day on. That shit like she my mama back in the day.
Then you go out soon, you see the fellas and they know what's going on. They say, boy, she got you looking good today. They say she got you looking good.
You see your nails? Oh, she got me fucked.
Yeah, like mine. She don't buy me nothing. She'll say off top. No, I don't like what she pick out. For me, when I get dressed, I gotta feel like when I picture myself in it, I gotta feel like I'm gonna be looking good in this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I gotta feel. If I get up and pull something out, I gotta say, okay, I picture myself wearing this. Or if I go buy something, I know what I go get, and I go in there and get it and come out. But with her, she'll be like, I don't buy you anything because you don't like what I get you. you know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta go get my own stuff because I gotta see my.
And I'm the same way. I don't buy me nothing. But I'm gonna tell you, women can put together some nice shit for you. You know, if you in need, you know what I'm saying? You like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna wear. You got a special event, party, whatever. A woman, just find any woman, man. They can damn it, they can put the shit together for you.
Would you dress your girl?
No, I would make recommendations, and like I said, I would do.
I couldn't do it. I don't know
certain
bases.
Like, this is where we're going. This is what you need to look like. Vice versa.
Yeah, I'm like casual, sexy. But I don't know nothing about no women's fashion. Be telling them what to wear.
Yeah, she don't need to be sitting on the edge of the bed in the morning waiting on me to get up.
But my bitch bad.
Yeah, she'll
be bad all kinds.
If you've been in a relationship for a while, you'll know what she likes and what she don't like. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, no, I'm talking about as far as, hey, you can't go out with that. If she got some booty shows, huh? She going to the store on the weekend.
Because I know when she comes back.
Shit, ain't nobody in this room going to allow that shit.
But you see, a lot of these girls are out there in the store with them booty shows on.
That's a different kind of situation right there. Because, shit, what the fuck is you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been in a relationship where, like, the stuff that he... like brought for me to wear was all some skimpy shit.
Bought you skimpy shit?
Yeah, like people want me to wear stuff that's like more revealing. Like but that's not the type of person that I am unless it's a certain occasion. Like, but I wear that shit in the house. But
so, do you like to dress your dude?
Now,
be honest.
No.
Cause you know y'all want to be your hands and everything.
Stuff. That's just the type of person I am.
So you want to dress him?
But it depends. If you already know how to dress, then I don't really got nothing to worry about. I'll buy you a little jacket, whatever shoes, whatever little shit here and there. But
so knowing how to dress is a sidebar on a dating you thing, right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, not all the way, because I done helped, you know, somebody that I've dated out a little bit, just open their, you know, eyes to see what could look good on them, but I'm not really trying to do that. That's too much work, because I'm already focused on my own shit. I'm not trying to be focused on your whole, because that's your, you know, that should be your, that's part of you, like your swag, your character, how you come off. Like, I'm not trying to make that. I'm not trying to make you as a person. You just wearing shit just because I say, okay, you look good in it. Like, I don't know.
I just think that we should recommend stuff for each other, but far as like you waiting on me or you going to sleep thinking like, dang, I want one he gonna have out for me to wear tomorrow. Hey, I'ma have your ass in uniform. I'ma have that shit fucked up. I mean, your ass in uniform, but nah. You gotta tell her how to wear it. You stand up.
In a school uniform shirt.
Yeah, yeah, to my stand up. Tuck it in right there.
Your belt tight.
Like, baby, I'm grown though. But like I said though, real shit, women, they can put some shit together, man. I seen women dressing niggas like, damn. Then you wonder, you like, who fuck put that shit together? And they like, my girl, but that shit be fine.
So we know who be dressing Young Gunna in them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Young Gunna scares me, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He's Young Gunna be dressing though.
Like a bitch.
Side disclaimer, Maul's thoughts are not the thoughts of everyone on this motherfucking show.
Exactly.
But it definitely is mine though.
Mm-mm. But nah, I ain't gonna say all this shit, but I done seen him dressed up in some nice shit though. I done seen him wear some wild shit too now, but I done seen him dressed up in some nice shit though. In like in some of the videos, I seen him dressed up in some nice shit. But you know, it's fucked up because wearing nice shit is mainly for like skinny guys, because once you start getting like a certain weight class, shit like different category, what you call that? Your different varieties starting to disappear because
they don't make it in that side.
Yeah, you know they don't make it in that side. Like everything after echelon, you pretty much dead on. You know, Ralph Lauren, some shit like that. You can get the big boy sizes, but you can get you some tailor made shit. But that shit be ugly, motherfucker. That tailor made ass shit. Ain't nobody really wearing that Taylor Made shit. Yeah. Nigga, like, ain't nobody got these. You right, yeah, big boy. Right, ain't nobody got these. Nobody. You are nobody. The first one with these. But straight up, though, I think that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? For the, you know, the plus size guys. You know what I mean? Am I right? Plus size. They'll say big guys. The plus size women thing. So I'm saying big guys. But once you reach that certain X, man, that shit is done. Fucking done. I'm talking about, it's over with. You might well just start dreaming shit. And you better get your motherfucking Peloton and go to motherfucking peddling.
It has got better for women, though. Like, plus...
It is.
Plus size used to be horrible for women, but now they done, you know...
Really the men's side behind.
Yeah, they need somebody behind them to really be pushing it, but... They sweeping y'all under the rug. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they got some big guy shit, but like I said, it's only certain shit. But like if you're in the medium, you're the small, the large, man, it's so much different shit. You can put different outfits. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit you can put together. But once you, like I said, once you reach that certain X, you dead. But besides all that, man, it was a wrap-up show. We still wrapping this shit up. A lot of shit happened in 2021. Talked about our personal endeavors. You know what I'm saying? But on the worldly front, a lot of shit happened in our community. And in a lot of communities across, you know, all races, whatever. But domestic violence.
Man.
Since we've been in this pandemic, domestic violence has
skyrocketed for sure.
Yeah, it's just gonna shot through the roof. And since we have a special guest on the show, maybe you can help me personally. I don't know if you ever been through that or anything, but understand what makes a woman stay when they either start seeing signs of it or they start going through it. And I asked that question because I watched an interview where a young lady said she was getting beat on for 4 years. It took 4 years for her to leave. And they asked her why she stayed, and she said that she wasn't financially ready to be on her own. Can you please help me understand what would make a woman stay and endure that for 4 years?
Okay, well, first off, I've never really been in a physically relationship. I've definitely been emotionally abusive, but I think what really makes a female stay for that instance is her not being financially stable, and of course love, because if you really want to get out of something, you're going to find a way, regardless if you're financially stable or not. You're going to struggle, like, you know what I'm saying, live in your car, do whatever you need to do just to get the fuck away from that situation. So
if you live in your car, then that means you're not financially stable, you're not financially ready for nothing, and you left. But what makes you stay? Like, what is financially unstable when you're staying and you
love slash lust slash just in fantasy world of what you want that relationship to be?
You saying you always think it's gonna change?
I think so. And in our heads as women, we be like, it's a little ounce of hope. The little bit that a dude will show you, the little bit of something that you want, you'll take that and be like, okay.
Because, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, as an outsider, you don't even know that this shit be going on. And that's you know, so you can all only imagine what's going on, like you just said, in that woman's head, you know, a little good thing that he do. But overall, it's just he gonna whoop your ass at the end of the day. You know what I mean? No matter what. And yeah, tomorrow he gonna buy you flowers and all that shit and kiss your feet. Before you go to bed, he gonna whoop your ass again. For nothing.
It's that toxic. Like, a lot of people like that toxic shit. They get off of that. That's what they feel like real love is, for real. Like, they feel like to be in a relationship, you gotta go through those fights and all that, that emotion, bringing that type of emotion. That's the emotion that they love, like, for real.
You ain't gotta get your ass whooped.
No, but hold on. Not in a way like, okay, he blatantly just beating me up. You know, situations like that, you know, in the back of your head, I would feel like, okay, I know I need to go, but it's always that love or whatever you feeling in your heart. Like, okay.
The love you're referring to, just get this clear. Is it the man that you fell for or the man that you hope he's going to change into? Because the dick is a good one.
That's a good one.
Because he's fucking you and he's in your stand. He's whooping your ass, and no matter what, you're going back to him. What is it, or what part of him are you actually running back to?
I don't get it.
I guess I can't really say in the physical sense, because once you put your hands on me,
hold it.
It's a wrap. Like, okay. I've never really been in a situation where it's really gotten physical, because I'm not a confrontational type of person. The people that I associate myself with, I'ma already know what type of vibe you on when you do get mad. So, but
that's not always true. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it does.
Because there's some motherfuckers that can surprise. I mean, even on the female side,
it takes certain type of environments and situations to happen for people to really show their true colors. But I guess for the emotional abuse part, like, for me, when you look at somebody, you be like, I don't care what he doing, the bad, all the flaws, like, you still literally, like, love this person so much. So it's just like, you look past all the, you know what I'm saying? But I think it is the person that, I guess, you said?
I think emotionally and physically, yeah, abuse is like on the same level.
I was gonna ask you that. I was like, which one is worse, emotional or physical? I know people, because it's physical, but emotional abuse can.
I used to not understand how in a person can be, you know, emotionally tied like that, but it's, you know, getting older and starting to know shit. That's a hell of a thing to have somebody emotionally scarred, like, real. Like, if you know somebody emotionally scarred, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Cause that can lead to less, like, more mental health down the line, right? Cause they gonna, it will change that whole thinking, right?
Yeah.
And just be just, we want them to sit right, man. I mean, snap.
I fuck around, ate at Golden Corral. I've been emotionally scarred for a long motherfucking time. Boy, I got so fucking sick. I don't know what the fuck I ate off that bar. But yeah, man, I just had to say that shit. That, boy, I was fucked up. I don't never mention it. Anybody know me, I don't never mention that restaurant, because I don't go. I might cry. I show up in that motherfucker. But yeah, man, domestic violence, man, if you know somebody that's going through it, you know, help them out. Because sometimes they can't help themselves. It's like a person that help enough.
Huh? People's friends, like the girl.
No,
like,
because they be trying. They honestly want to stay out of it.
And yeah, you don't really tell. I don't feel like they tell everything. And a lot of times, it's like you try to cover up because you don't want them outside looking in. Like, dang, you don't want them to have a bad look on the person.
So how
the
do you
man
cover up a black eye, or busted lip.
Think about when it's just emotional. Yeah, and a person can be fake happy, and you will never even know. Yeah, you know, especially if you're not in their life like that, you're not in their household like that.
Yeah,
you will never know until something happens, and then you will be like, I never knew that.
Yeah,
but with this person every day.
You know the ones that know homegirl in high.
You're right. People still stay out of it too, and they'll see the physical abuse, and they'll still say, I don't know.
It's like my support system around them.
So if your friend, she came to you, now this your friend, everyday friend, she came to you and her eye swollen and shit, and it's the first time you ever seen this, and you always thought she'd been happy. It's the first time you ever seen this, and you ask what happened, she'd be like, oh no, I got to fight with my neighbor. And she said it's a woman or whatever, you know what I'm saying? How you going to react to that?
And she says it's a woman, but
she
I know
that
it's
the next door neighbor, they got into it, and lady hit her, you know, whatever.
Last night.
If that's somebody that I'm really cool with, I'm already know something's up, because you would have caught me that night and been like, okay, dang, you know.
But she did though. That's what I'm saying. All this shit unexpected to you. She didn't. She just showed up one day.
I take a word, but if she was to just off rip, just tell me, like, that's what he done did.
Yeah, and then when she leave her phone over your house, and you pick that motherfucker up, and he texted her and said, keep ignoring my calls, I'm gonna get that other eye.
Hey man, that was a serious question, bro. Serious question.
Sorry for anybody who ever been through that shit.
But that has guaranteed to be said before.
I'm sorry, it's not a laughing matter. I am not a comedian, but damn, that shit was funny. But man, but for real, you know. This your friend now. This your everyday friend now. This how you find out. That nigga say you look on that text.
Come on.
That unread text. And so. You don't look, that shit say 12 missed calls. Is you gonna call him back for her?
Be like, hold on, nigga.
I'm gonna be like, so what's going on? What happened? What's the situation? Cause you not gonna go back.
So you won't let her go back?
That's what I'm saying. See, listen, follow me now. You, yeah.
But see, hold on, hold on.
Somebody got to, because he got to have some straightening.
Right.
Are you going to take the phone to her? Now you live this way, she live that way. You going to take the phone to her or you going to call him back? It's 12 missed calls. And he said, I'm going to get that other eye. So now you see why she showed up with what she showed up with. So now you see what's going on. You ain't even got to go over and ask. Is you going to call him back and say, hey, get that other eye. I'm about to take her up on when she left it. And it just met us over here. And I'll put you on screen, whatever. Put you on the phone so you can see my house. Ain't nobody been here but us. Or would you just be like, damn, this what's going on over there? And you just take the phone to her and be like, here, you left your phone.
I'm gonna take the phone to her because I'm
knowing he gonna get the other eye.
I'm not gonna do whatever, you know.
Cause she ain't gonna make it in time.
Invade people's privacy or whatever, because sometimes that can make a situation worse. So I don't know. That's I don't know. Like I don't know.
I just wanted, you know, that's crazy. And like I said, man, I ain't trying to be funny, but that's some real shit, you know, because I know people that call their girl and say, where you at? And this has happened now. Where you at? Okay. How far you is? Okay. Well, just keep calling me. Every mile you go, just keep calling me. I ain't doing nothing. The fuck? So, I don't know what kind of relationship they had. I don't know what's going on in the house. You know, it might be some crazy shit going on. I don't know, but that was crazy
every
to me.
Every few miles?
Yeah, every mile. I don't know where the fuck she was at. I don't know where she was going, but
do you that's think not real going life? To the dude is dangerous these days?
Going to the person?
Yeah. If that was your sister getting her ass whooped, your cousin getting everybody in. If that was your somebody that you knew.
That's a hard situation to be in, man, because you don't know how deep in love these people are.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to pry them away from the situation.
Especially if they got families, all that.
Huh? You gonna do them?
I'ma do them. Whatever I need to do.
Watch how we do it.
Whatever I need to do to straighten the situation.
So you will put yourself in danger?
Bro, this is a crazy thing.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, I get what you're saying, but them type people that do that, I don't know, man.
That's family, man.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but it'd be scary. Will you do that? Put your life on the line?
Oh, yeah, I definitely put my life on the line. And now speaking from the person who I am, I'm gonna be on go once I see the first sign. If I just hear, you know what I'm saying? If I was to hear like, bitch, shut the fuck up, I told you I whoop your motherfucking ass. If I even hear that, oh, it's straightening off the top. Yeah. I'm not even letting that go by. Yeah, I just want you to let you know that there is family. There is people that care about this person. I just wanna let you know so you make the decision that you wanna make. And I can't stop you, but make sure it's a good one.
They not gonna do it in your face.
That's what I'm saying. So that's a part I can't control. But like if I see it, if I hear it, you know what I'm saying, then yeah. But there had been a time where that's happened and I didn't act on it because I was told that everything was okay. I was told by the child that everything was okay. So
okay, so what about the women that's abusive to men?
Oh Jesus.
Cause there's a lot of women that, you know,
that's not talking about
men.
Yeah,
that's probably a myth. A lot of people
stay in that situation.
Who wanna know? Who wanna say that
my girl whooping my ass
before I go to bed? I get my ass whooped every night. Like, she just get mad and shit, just start throwing shit at me and jump on me and shit. You know, ain't nothing you can do. You're not finna call the police because they gonna take you to jail. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you at in America, they gonna take the man to jail.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah. A majority of the cases.
Yeah. Majority, yeah, but now they taking both if they can't really.
Yeah, because they can be able to record everything now.
My face, I mean, my name is like on the report. They taking me to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, if you call, you say, somebody come over here and get her.
Yeah,
and they get there and they see your eyes swollen and shit, and then all she gotta do is say he did this, or even if she say, you know what I'm saying, he tried to rape me, you know what I'm saying.
You better keep that phone recording. That's the only way you can get out of them situations now.
Nah, man, you just hold up, man. This is
different.
This is ridiculous.
Man, but women really be doing beat some of these niggas' asses though. They really do.
Yeah, it's really some guys that's really terrified by some women, man.
Yeah.
Not to say there's no bad thing, no good thing. It's just that me personally, I don't know anybody that's going through that right now. That I know personally. I don't know everybody's situation, but the situations that I'm knowing of, that's not going on. Now, I knew of some vice versa, you know, where like, she go to bed, he whooping her head for nothing.
Would you ever hit a woman back if you needed to?
Oh, if I need to, to defend myself, yeah.
I think there's dudes that will still never do it.
But it's still a difference when you talking about defending yourself, because you can be defending yourself out of fucking anger.
Yeah.
When you shouldn't be defending yourself in the way you about to defend yourself. That's meaning true. You don't need to throw that punch. You could just restrain her.
Yeah, grab
you know what I'm saying? But out of anger, I got to defend myself, she was coming at. You could have grabbed her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anything like that. But for women, y'all not gonna think like that. Y'all gonna think, you know, vice versa. You gonna hit me in my eye. And, you know, just straight up, you're not gonna try to restrain me. You gonna hit me in my eye because you gonna be fearing that I'm gonna hit you, right?
It depends on the energy. I don't know.
How you feel about me if I let you beat on me?
You ain't shit.
Would you keep coming home to me?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an abusive person.
Just like, put yourself in an abusive person's shoes.
No, like, I can't.
You can't see yourself to keep coming home to me, you know, knowing, you know, I work good. I have a good job. I make good money. I pay most of the bills. That's the way it's always been anyway. But, you know, you have access to all the money or whatever. You know, you really do what you want to do. But every night, you know, you whooping my ass, you know, just for the fuck of it. You might just get out the shower and just karate kick my ass just for nothing. Just because you can, because you know I'm scared of you. And I'm scared to lose you because I love you like that much. I followed you for like 2 years on Instagram before I even say anything to you.
That's too toxic. Right, that's a little crazy.
So basically, I got to know you before you knew me, you know what I'm saying, like for a long time. So it really was an easy transition. Mm-mm. But no, straight up though, if you know, put yourself in that person's shoe, you really be whooping this dude ass, like, just for, you know, your bad day. You just whoop this nigga ass, you know, will you continue to go home to him? And what would make you want to continue to go home to him if you know that he gonna burn the potatoes, or he not gonna have your dinner? You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna have your bath water or whatever. He ain't gonna be done did what you told him, text him and told him to do.
He ain't done thought
of you already know this.
He ain't taking
chicken. It's gotta be financial, because if you ain't doing nothing, the financial stability, that's the only thing that.
So would you have sex with him?
To keep it going for us, you know, it's not gonna be. I'm already have somebody else.
That would turn me off if I know I gotta go home and whoop her ass.
If that's what
day.
It's gonna be, then I'ma just, you know, do it to please you for, you know, every so now, just to, you know, keep it going. But if that's what it is, then.
But that one. Would that make you feel, because obviously you feel like you have power, right? So would that make you feel powerless? And this is a real question. Would that make you feel powerless because you giving him throat? and he's over, you know what I mean? Like, would that make you feel powerless and you whoop him, be beating him?
I don't know. I just can't see myself literally like.
So he ain't getting no head.
Slapping, like, or just hitting. Like, I'm not even about to get that upset. Like, I get annoyed easily. So, certain shit, it's just like, I'm going to just give you a certain look and you already going to know, like, my whole train of thought. So, it's just going to be like.
So, you ain't going to tell him, he going to be asking you, can I come in there and sit down? Come on.
Like, hey. But hey, you joke about it, but we gotta be real. Those people out there that do that shit. Those girls out there really go through that shit.
Yeah, that you shit, know they gotta wait on that woman. She's the hand that rocks that cradle. Yeah. Like, for real.
I know a lot of relationships like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that too much power?
I think so. It needs to be a balance. I can't be the head honcho and everything I say go and.
So you do think there's a role that you play? Because, you know, some women get offended by if you say that there's a role that they play. You know, they ain't about to good. I don't have no role. Yeah. You said submitting? Do you believe in submitting to guys?
I don't even know.
You know, this your guy. This is the one you in love with. You know, this him, you know. This the guy.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be submissive. My man, depending on. If I know that you're gonna be able to be that man, that masculine man that I need.
That's what I'm saying, this your guy. That's what I'm saying, this your guy.
And yeah.
So what's your definition of submissive though?
Yeah, like, I'm not finna just be like, okay, everything you say go.
No,
no, no, no. Damn. Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fucked up what I was thinking.
You know, it's a balance. We give and take off each other, but
Hold on. Ask that question.
Like, when you're in a stalemate decision, right? When I say submissive, like, do he has the last decision or do you have the last decision?
I think in my relationship, depending on certain, like, things, like, say if it's the household or finances or this or that, I feel like it would be a give or take who has a certain say in what. But I feel like at the end, we going to be talking. We going to have, you know what I'm saying, be on the same page about shit. So, I don't know. Like, I think it just needs to be a certain topic. It depends on the topic because, I don't know. Like, if it's finances, if I know you good with finances, and I might spend a lot of money and shit like that, or I'm just, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be like, okay, you know what I'm saying, I'll let you have the final word on certain shit about that. Or if it's the household shit, I'm not about to let you, and you know that I run shit in the house, like, okay, like, I don't know, I think it's a give and take.
But how long would that take? After how long would you make that choice? Off rip? Years? Months? Or after the sex? Or something like that.
Is that before marriage or after marriage? Like, when is it? When is enough enough? When I say enough enough is, when is enough of us playing boyfriend girlfriend? Mm. When is this going to be solidified?
I would say after 5 years of really dating, talking, knowing each other, really, you know, being with that person solely, then yeah. I think you could talk about marriage and all that, and if that's what y'all want to do, a lot of times it's okay for people not to get married. That's not what you want to do. Y'all just want to, you know, keep rocking how you are, then do that.
5 years. So how many of those 5 years are you gonna be living together?
I mean, if you living together that whole time, like, within the first year, you already moving, you might not even last because it's already gonna be like,
what the hell,
you either gonna get to know the bad side or you gonna, you know, love the bad shit and be like, okay, we gonna make it work. But a lot of times, when people move so fast, it's not gonna, unless you really vibing, like,
I think after 1 year of living together, not after 1 year of knowing each other, 1 year of living together, should have been undecided whether we can go forward with full-fledged marriage, relationship, whatever, after 1 year of living together? I mean, how much more years we need to go to live together?
One whole year
of living together. Not necessarily knowing each other. We can know each other 10 years, but after 1 year of living together.
I'm gonna need a little 3-year trial run.
Why? What you looking for?
2-3 years?
Because a year go by so damn quick, and you never know what, like, that year go by so quick, and a bunch of, I'm be like, all right, that was like.
You know why I say that? What are you doing? Let's say, let's use that year when you first meet somebody, right? What are you doing when you first meet somebody? You attached.
Mm-hmm. It's the honeymoon phase.
That's why I say that first year you're gonna learn everything when you're living with this person, not just necessarily just dating them. You living with this person. You going to bed and waking up with this person every day. For a whole year, you're gonna know what they're gonna do, and you're gonna know by the end of that year, you're gonna say, I can't go forward with this shit. Or this is that person.
Yeah.
You're gonna need to have one of those judgments.
Yeah.
1 year. That's all that would say.
Yeah.
Five years. That's why I say, like, what would you be looking for in 5 years?
I guess I would wait 5 years before I'd be like, okay, in that year I'm like, okay, this is what we gonna do, this is the person I'm gonna be with. I'm not finna get married right then. I'ma wait 5 years. At least.
I think a year of living together.
Hey, can you stay with somebody?
People change.
Who's bad at the bed?
Absolutely not.
So it.
Whoa! She said she cannot stay with somebody that's bad in the bed, and she took the whole fucking mic with her. She said absolutely fucking not. If the D game is off, the relationship is off.
It's over.
Is that what she say?
Absolutely.
It's off.
So you don't think you can ever love somebody enough to be like, this is all right.
You can only fake it for so long.
I think a lot of marriage.
But it's a difference if you really, really love this person, you feeling this person, and you know, like we were saying, this, that guy, then, you know, but you know the D game. Do you feel like you can get them to the point where you need the D game to be?
Some women can, but I'm not trying to teach you. While I'm in the middle of that, I'm only focused on, you know what I'm saying? It's going to irritate me if I'm going to be like, nah, do this, nah, do that. And I'm already got to move to the point where it's like,
You know, women are good teachers.
Yeah.
But what about the girls that's bad in bed? How come we all know something about them?
Yeah. So.
Because you know there's a lot of motherfuckers, man.
Detail women?
Hell yeah, I have.
Hello, Paula.
Yes, and they don't talk to me till the day.
Like, they thought they were better than in the middle of it or after? Like, after. You be like.
No, seriously.
Now, if it's in the middle, you know, of hitting her, you know, and she stink, you know what I'm saying? You got to stop at that moment and tell her, you know, or you know what do a woman do?
They gonna hear that.
And see, you don't know because you in the mood, she in the mood, and it's about to happen.
So you tell her in the middle of it, or you wait?
No, you tell her in the middle. I mean, you crazy if you keep going. I mean, really, you shouldn't even enter that area if it's smell coming from there. You know what I'm
saying? A 7-point check.
And that goes for male or female. You shouldn't even enter those premises.
I feel like
smell going on. But if it happens and you get into it, hell yeah, you stop. Say, whoa. Hold up.
But what makes a girl good at sex? What are the criteria? I mean, I think it varies.
Great head.
Person to person.
Yeah.
Great head. Heads up.
Could you fuck with a bitch she ain't so dizzy?
No. Because that's a part of it. Like, you don't understand. That's what that's there for. Let me show you. Boop, boop, boop. Look at that. Boom. Look how it fit. That's what it's for.
What about you, Marley?
She tell her.
What about you? That's a good question. I never asked a girl a question about it. How is it? Is it important, Jeez? Because he had to be able to lick.
And if you're not doing it, then I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah, well, why y'all always act like y'all tasting it? You know what the fuck it tastes like? It tastes like the last one you had.
I can't.
Y'all always act like fucking tasting it.
Is it okay if a girl doesn't suck dick, but she wants him to eat her pussies? Because I met plenty of them like that.
Yeah, and
No.
I don't think it's okay. I feel like it depends on the man and what you allow, because you know, if that's what you want and that's how you gonna get off, then
they want us to eat the pussy like strawberries and shit, but they taste the dick like it's a fucking lemon. This be fucking dick like they all fried up and shit.
It's nasty, but I got it because this little phase crazy. Last 5-7 years eating the groceries. Is that some criteria for you? Because
absolutely not.
Okay.
That whole that's region fucking nasty. Is just off limits for me. Yeah. I'm not pressed what's for you to do that. I don't want you to. I'm gonna probably once you if you start getting close, we gon'.
That's so crazy.
I'm gonna do the Matrix, you know, little flip switch on you, and then we gon' just, you know.
I ask that because I met girls that wants you to do shit, touch all that shit. I met girls like, hey man, you ain't touching nowhere near my ass. And it's just crazy. It's a half and half. Not all girls like that, but I don't know. So eating the gross or eating booty.
I feel like y'all need to know this before you get into a sexual encounter with this person, because y'all trying to please each other. So you need know just a little bit.
That shit be happening. Y'all girls be trying to suck dick from the back. That shit is not where it's at. That's not it. That don't do it like that.
Too hard on that.
Don't go that way. This was supposed to be a fucking 2021 wrap up show, but this is a 2020 get it together show.
Yeah, let's go get your life right.
Yeah, we getting lives right in this motherfucker. They'll like to thank our special guest, Miss Lingerie.
Why you keep saying it like that?
I mean, Lingerie.
Lingerie.
Calm down, ladies and gentlemen. But nah, I'd like to thank the special guests, Miss Lingerie, DJ Belair, Big Cheese, yeah. And I'd like to thank my partner in crime. Been a long time.
Yes, sir.
Maul, don't know where the fuck he been with. That's an old other story. We had that shit offline. But anyway, thank you everybody for tuning in for this 2021 wrap-up show, man. And all our special guests, and hope y'all enjoyed it. And
I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, there's some more killer gas going around in the room, or about to be going around in the room. So we'll be occupied. And once again, appreciate you all.
Yeah, man.
2021, 2022. We'll be back. It's your boy Maul.
Lingerie.
G. And we out.
Bad bye.
Sound like y'all was skipping. Just
yeah, I'm high.
Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna say that?